jam that for you after after my theme song. We'll start off a crash course for the Reavers with the Cramps doing shortening.
See, there you go. See, the synergy between our two shows just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that Brian's Crash Course for the Ravers is on every Saturday afternoon right after Something About the Women at 1 p.m. So you always tune in. You never know what you're going to get. You might get a live local band. You might get a national band. You might get somebody like who's one of your all-time heroes. You just never know.
Today we have a band called Helen.
Helen, a
couple of brothers named it after their deceased grandmother.
Oh,
which
nice!
I think is very nice.
Yeah, very sweet.
But so, like, this, you know, the name Helen, you might go, "What's that?" But I guess they kick ass.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, so you have that to look forward to. I want to let you know that you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Something About the Women will be back next Saturday at 11 a.m. I forget who's on. But it'll be somebody great. It'll either be Kirsten or Jane or Liz or me, but it won't be me. So that's who's on. And just want to thank you for listening, and thanks for the calls and the interaction on the Facebook, or the Book of Face, as I like to call it. And now it's time for Crash Course for the Ravers. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
All right, here we go.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's applied for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I have a call right off. MFO, you're on the air. What's up, caller?
I'll tell you what I need to know. Who just played their violin piece? Pablo Di Star, somebody?
What happened?
There was just a violin piece that you played at 91.5.
Oh, okay. That would be Sue. Sue, what did you just play? Some violin piece? Are you talking about the song I just played, Driving Saturday?
By Pablo Di Star. Well, just a couple minutes ago on 91.5.
Yeah, it was probably something Sue played. I'm not sure. She's not sure either.
Are you sure either? Oh, you're kidding.
Huh?
It was outrageous. You can't listen to that stuff.
I don't know. You're not coming in very good, though, sir. I'm not. I can't really speak to you much longer because it's hard to understand.
Okay. We'll try you later. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Keep listening. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get this show on the road. Thanks, Sue. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. And, like I had promised. Who did do that Shortening Bread you played?
Etta James.
Etta James. She played Etta James doing Shortening Bread. A very old one. What was that, from the 40s? Or?
Probably maybe the 50s.
50s?
I'm not sure, though.
Well, we'll start with a Cramps block and first song, them doing Shortening Bread, huh?
Right.
And it's going to be a great show today. We have Helen coming in. They'll do something live here in the studio, and we'll spin some CDs, and it's going to be a good time. If you have requests, 855-915-9636, and here's the Cramps. Put on a skillet.
with me, my past behind me, nothing can stop me. And when I see her, I know I found her. Won't have nobody hanging around her. Give me a woman, any kind of woman will do.
Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana. We'll be right back.
95 WMFO in Medford. Yes, it is a crash course for the Ravers show. And we started the show off with the Thigh Scrapers, of course, and then Cramps Block with Shortening Bread, Give Me a Woman, Get Off the Road, and then a couple from the ladies. We had Bits and Pizzas by Joan Jett. Oh, and looks like it didn't get up there for some reason, but April March was in there with Chick Habit. I'll have to put that in. And that there was the Detroit Cobras, our friends, the Detroit Cobras from Detroit with Heartbeat. And have band Helen coming in soon. I can't even come up with words today. But the name sounds like it wouldn't be a rockin' band. But yes, they are badass. Helen. It's actually named after their grandmother. So they do rock. And I think I'm going to probably do a Ramones block for them today, because they're not even here yet, and I don't think they have much to set up. I don't think they're going to do a full band, but we'll see. So maybe I'll get the Ramones block for today ready, so I'll have something long to play while I'm, because I don't have anyone else with me right now, so I might have to let them in the door in a little bit. But what do you guys want to hear? 855-915-9636. Cops are here. I know Ray Paul's listening in. Here's one I found by him, a little T-Rex cover. Remember this one? Hey, it wasn't me. Oh, it's a fire truck. MFO.
This is an old song by T-Rex. This is called Telegram Sam. So if you want to join in and clap along, here we go. Ready? Come on, let me hear you. Oh, come on. Your clap's going to be on the radio. 1, 2, 3, 4.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I got another caller here. Hey, MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brad, enjoying the show.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Dex. Can you play some Fugazi? Give me a... If you can.
Who's this?
Give me The Cure.
Oh, you want The Cure?
No, Fugazi.
Fugazi? Is that what you're saying?
Fugazi, F-U-G-A-Z-I, Give Me The Cure.
Fugazi, Give Me The Cure. I'm not sure if I know that one. I'll have to check it out.
Enjoying the show. Thanks, man.
Who's this?
This is Dex.
Dex. Oh, what's up, Dex? How you doing, man?
Doing good. Hope you're doing well.
I'm glad you're listening, brother. I'll see if I have that, all right?
Thanks a lot.
Okay, you got it. I thought he was asking for The Cure. Maybe we'll play The Cure and Fugazi. How about that? That would be cool. Yeah, still waiting for Helen, the band, to come in. T-Rex there with the... No, that wasn't T-Rex. That was Ray Paul sounding a lot like T-Rex. Telegram Sam. That was actually back some COZ show he did years back. He had told me himself. So cool stuff. Why don't we hear T-Rex? Since I just said that was T-Rex, now you probably want to really hear them, huh? But that was probably the best version of Telegram Sam I've heard. Better than Bauhaus. 91.5 WMFO in Medford is bowling.
He's gonna be bad when you take the hand of the dickweed gun. Oh, yeah. Weeder, weeder, heater. He's such a messy eater. He got frogs in his eyes from telling those lies. Saturday's almost Monday and you got a heart last night. He's gonna be bad when you take the hand of the dickweed. She's got me on a telly. Damn me the dog. He's a rock up in the yard. The kids are young, but that's how they get down. You gotta understand when you take the hand of the dickweed gun. Oh yeah. You're gonna be grand. Gonna be grand. Gonna be grand. Gonna be grand. In heap with a dancing feet, right? A toe, right? He does what he likes. My hair's a light, but you are out of sight. And you gotta understand when you take the hand of the liquid guy. Oh, yeah. You gotta understand when you take the hand of the liquid guy. Oh, yeah. You're gonna be grand.
sun. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Cure for Pain there with Morphine. Kind of a cure-themed block there. Earlier, we had Ray Paul, Telegram Sam, Mark Bolan, and T-Rex with Liquid Gang. Fugazi, yeah, that was the cure block. Starting with Dez's request for Fugazi with Give Me the Cure. And we played The Cure. Siamese Twins, that one going out to Schmel. And then we had Morphine with Cure for Pain, yes, here on 91.5 MFO. And yeah, no, I know, Gary, you're asking for the number to call in to Rock Talk. Not sure what kind of Rock Talk you want to do today, but I have a band coming in, and I'll have to let, because none of my interns showed up today, I'll have to let them in the door myself in a little while. And, yeah, I don't want to be in the middle of a Rock Talk when all that stuff happens. So, but the number is 855-915-9636. Maybe sometime after the band, I can stay on the phone for a little bit with somebody. In the meantime, though, I'm waiting for them to call, and I might have to run downstairs any minute for them. The band is Helen. They're gonna be cool. They're going to rock. Stick around for that. And yeah, Terry chimed in for the Ramones block. I guess we'll start that now. She wanted to hear a couple from the Acid Eaters album. You got it, Terry. Here we go. Ramones on MFO.
Bye. when the truth is found to be lies, and all the doors within you lies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Would you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. When the dawn is rose, maybe.
Skinny kill that girl. Skinny kill that girl. Skinny. Yeah.